Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
So a week ago when we did this, I was like, oh man, I got to go to the dentist today. Remember, I was all stressed out about it.
Oh yeah.
I'm fine.
Oh, thank heavens.
Thank you for your thoughts and prayers.
I was losing sleep.
But I was laying back in the chair watching HGTV, and I always have to do the move, pretend I don't know what channel it is. I'm like, yeah, well, whatever channel HGTV is that. It might be 740. I don't know. She's like, it's 19. So she put it on for me. And Love It or Listed was on.
Oh.
That show, the level of immaturity boggles my mind. Like, the people are always... like, they're a young couple and they're trying to buy a house in Vancouver, but they both have part-time jobs because they want to make sure they have enough time to work on their screenplays and the house they want. You know, he wants a home theater and there's got to be room for him and the boys to have the poker game every week. And she needs a giant walk-in shoe closet. What happens to these people after the renovation? Like, how, I want a follow-up show about their marriage and how long it lasted after that show.
It's funny because that's probably my least favorite show on HGTV is the Love It or List It, because every little problem, they make mountains out of molehills.
Oh, they amplify it to the nth degree. And I don't know if people know this about you. You are the king of HGTV.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of feelings about Love It or List It.
I just don't like the people on that show.
No, and it's all, and they're always so rude to the either the contractor or the realtor.
Yeah.
They're the angriest people. The simplest problems, they throw their hands up. Oh, we just need to sell this house. We need to list it.
Cut to commercial.
And yeah, everything's so dramatic on that show, and I can't stand it. And it just, yeah, a lot of those couples that are on there, you just look at them and you're like, I gave it 10 months.
I was giving them 6.
Ooh.
You want 10 months, but
yeah,
I don't know. I just, if I was in charge of HGTV, I would have a spinoff show that would be called Love Him or List Him or Her. Like, I just, as a follow-up show to find out, because I guarantee you none of those marriages last.
I should start a podcast where I just give my thoughts, my reviews on different shows on HGTV. If people can have a podcast where they break down Britney Spears' Instagram and try and find the hidden meanings in her post, I can do that for HGTV. My next target will be the show where you just won the lottery and you're looking for My Lottery Dream Home.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
It's garbage. they win the lottery and they're looking for a $300,000 house in Florida. Like, that's not what I want to see. A mansion. I want to see a $70 million mansion.
Yeah, but define lottery win. Like, some of those people, they won $200,000 in the Utah state.
That's
not enough to buy a mansion.
No, and that's exactly what it's, these lame duck lottery wins, and I'm duped every time.
To be a lottery winner, let's make this a law right now. To be a lottery winner on one of those lottery shows, minimum what? 2.5 million?
Ooh, I was going to say 10.
Okay, minimum $10 million. It's the law.
A lawn chair is a good town chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my old lawn chair.
I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly. We are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Welcome to our little podcast.
I'm feeling all punchy now. Now you got me talking about HGTV. Well, don't get me started on Good Bones.
Oh, but I thought you liked that show.
No, I don't like Good Bones.
Oh.
There are shows on that station that I love.
Oh, I know you do.
But
maybe
Good
we
Bones?
Should start on this podcast. We'll do a podcast within a podcast where Bryce goes off on HGTV shows.
Good Bones is the one that takes place in Indianapolis. It's the mother and daughter team. And
oh, I don't like the mom.
The mom is useless.
Yeah.
Her additions to the house are useless.
What's the one with the guy that always wears the hat? It's like, ooh, oh, I know there's some juice here. I know there's some juice.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah.
What was his name? Courtney and Dave were their names.
Yeah, but he, no matter what he was wearing, he always had a hat on. Always. It's like, we know what's going on. I have the same problem.
Yeah, he's a bald guy.
Yeah.
Just embrace it. Yeah. But yeah, they're divorced now.
That's what I hear. And when we say divorce, we have to say it in hushed tones.
She's a divorcee.
Because it's 1958 where we are. Yeah, well, we got to do something with HGTV. This is the part of the show, though, where we do recommendations.
Yes.
You want to go first?
Yes, I'll happily go first.
What have you got?
One of my favorite bands of all time released a new album a few days ago. I was sitting on this one forever. I was waiting until the album was out before I recommended it fully.
Okay.
So the album's out now. The band is called Thrice.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They've been around for a long... This is like their 11th album. They've been around for some time.
You've traveled to see Thrice, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. Most recently, I traveled to Vegas to see them. This was pre-pandemic.
Okay.
But no, I have. I've burned calories and money to go see these guys. I love them. They're a band where every album sounds different. None of their albums sound the same. They have a different evolving sound for every record. And they put out one called Horizons East this past Friday, and it's spectacular. It's dark, it's moody, it's brooding, it's beautiful, it's got synth. The drumming on this album is next level.
Hmm.
And the way he writes his lyrics is just poetic.
Do you like any music, though, that's not dark and brooding?
It needs some broodingness to it.
But do you like anything that's like, la, 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 la?
I don't think I do.
Not the Smurfs theme, but like that's...
No, it needs a tinge of dark to it.
Okay.
And this does, and the album's it's getting fantastic reviews. It's short, too. It's only 10 songs, so you can burn through it pretty fast. But Thrice, Horizons East, I love this band. Come and take my hand. Can't recommend them enough.
That's your recommendation.
Yes.
Mine this week is a music documentary. I got to start writing stuff down. Because have I done this one already on this podcast?
I don't know. I wonder that sometimes too.
Count Me In is the...
Okay. I haven't watched this one yet.
Okay. It's fantastic. It's on Netflix. It's called Count Me In. And it's about drummers. And drummers are weird. They are typically weird people. But it's a, you know, a fantastic glimpse behind the kit, and you get people on this. Chad Smith from Red Hot Chili Peppers, the guy's a very technical drummer. Like, every musician in that band is actually very good at what they do. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The thing about Chad Smith that is always boggling, if you saw him just on the side of the street, you would never guess that he is the drummer for the Red. He doesn't look anything like I think a drummer looks like.
Speaking of guys that always wear hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one too, but... Yeah, he's fantastic, and it's Stuart Copeland from The Police, who I think might be the weirdest drummer of them all. Like, he's sort of next level, a little bit odd, but a terrific drummer. The drummer from Jane's Addiction, Nico McBrain, the guy from Iron Maiden.
Oh, wow.
He's in it. It's fantastic. Again, it's called Count Me In. Oh, Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters is in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I wonder if this is before he started charging for autographs.
I know, that's kind of changed my view of him a little bit.
Mm. Well, yeah, so the whole thing we were talking about this is that there's this video that was released. Taylor Hawkins trying to get to his tour bus in front of his hotel in New York City, and people are coming up to him going, hey, man, can I get your autograph? And people are bidding for his autograph, and he's pocketing money. But is it any different than, I don't know, some person from Star Trek going to a comic book show or whatever they're called and sitting at a booth and charging for their autograph? They do it all the time. Why can't Taylor Hawkins do it?
I think it's because, like, at a comic book show, that's just how that business goes. It's always been that way. When you run into Taylor Hawkins outside of a Starbucks and he's asking $10 for his autograph, I think that's like, I don't know. Maybe he's just doing it to people that are obviously...
Well, he does say in the video, because somebody's like, how can I get a discount? And like jokingly saying that. And he said, come to the show. If I see you at the show, they're free, or something along those lines. He just wants to make sure he's not just giving his autograph to autograph resellers.
And he's been around enough that he could probably tell a Foo Fighter fan from just an autograph hunter.
Exactly, yeah.
But still, I looked it up. He's worth $20 million. He doesn't need your $10 for an autograph.
Taylor Hawkins is worth $20 million?
He's doing okay. He shouldn't be charging for autographs.
I had no idea. Anyway, my recommendation featuring Taylor Hawkins, Count Me In, it's on Netflix.
Hey, just pop a squat because they're definitely not sharing a chair. It's the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner and Bryce.
I don't know where you live, but where we live in the shadow of what was once the biggest shopping mall on the planet Earth, West Edmonton Mall.
That's true. It was the biggest mall from the 80s through 2004.
Yeah, until quite recently, actually. And then it got bumped by, I don't know, the Mall of America.
No, it's still the biggest mall in North America. I think there's some malls in Asia that passed it.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, still biggest in North America. Not a big deal. I walk around it all the time.
Do you?
I do. Actually, during the pandemic, it's a way I kill time a lot. Because I would just go. And the thing about West Edmonton Mall is that everyone in Edmonton has an entrance they always go to.
Number 50, right by the water park.
Ooh, yeah. See, I go right on one of the ends. I park underneath, right by the shooting gallery.
But then, like, entrance 50 is mid-mall. You can go either way. You're central. Whereas if you park at one end and you hoof it all the way down to the other, you got to take an Uber back to your car.
See, that's what I was there for. I was there for the exercise.
Oh.
And
you weren't there for the savings?
No, I wasn't swimming in savings. So I park at the one end. Then that way I can start on the second level, cruise all the way to the other end, go down to the first level, come back. Boom. I just did the whole mall.
So we were talking about this the other day, is the fact it turned 40 the other day. West Edmonton Mall turned 40, and we just started talking, you know, West Edmonton Mall memories, good ones, bad ones, indifferent ones. I guess I have one that back in the 80s, I wasn't living here, but I came here with a friend. And I remember us wandering around. It's the first time I'd ever been in West Edmonton Mall. And there used to be this recording studio booth thing right in the middle of the mall, surrounded by glass. There were speakers outside, and you could go inside and pay God knows what. It was glorified karaoke. And you'd sing along with a popular song, and you'd leave with a cassette copy of it. Demo tape.
I feel like they could do that again. They should bring that back.
It's called Studio 86. Everybody started texting going, and that was the one. And I think my buddy Garth and I probably did. I think we did Islands in the Stream by Dolly and Kenny. I can't remember if I was Kenny or Dolly. He was kind of an alpha, so he was probably Kenny. I was probably Dolly.
We got something going on.
There's no shame in being Dolly.
No, I love Dolly Parton. I wish I still had that tape, though, but that was one of my favorite memories of West Edmonton Mall. So, and then people started texting us. This one right here, because talk about high pressure. I used to be the Zamboni driver at West Edmonton Mall. In case you're not familiar, they have a huge ice rink right in the middle of the mall. And the Oilers used to practice in there.
They did,
I saw Wayne Gretzky practicing in there back in the 80s.
It's crazy to think that, yeah, back in the Dynasty days, they would practice in the middle of the mall.
Yeah, I had a Cinnabon in one hand, and I'm like, huh, that's the greatest hockey player of all time, right there. I could hit him with this cinnamon bun. I didn't, though, but... But anyway, I used to be the Zamboni driver at West Ed. Middle of summer, there would be so many vacation dads who enjoyed a soda or two and then tried to relive their hockey days on the ice with the kids. I didn't even focus on what he was saying. I was just thinking about being the Zamboni driver in there. The audience you would have all the time, because you can watch around the entire rink from the upper level. You can stare down. And the people yelling now, miss this spot. And you'd have to politely laugh when you just wanted to go burn down their house.
There's a Tim Hortons on the second level overlooking the hockey rink. So there's always a lineup of people there.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. There's too many eyes on you when you're doing that job. If you do miss a spot, forget about it. You may as well just drive that thing right into the boards.
Yeah. There's going to be some hockey dad, too, whose kid is going to make the big show. And that spot you missed is going to be what brings his kid down at 8 years old and robs him of his NHL career.
Even when you watch people, there's a lot of like figure skating classes, and they do have open skates where just people can go out and skate.
Yeah.
I don't even want to skate on that ice. There's too many people watching.
Too much pressure.
I have intense crossovers. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to do that with that kind of audience.
Hey, guys, I was in a car show once in West Edmonton Mall. We had to drive our cars through the mall. Our setup was in front of the old HMV. We had to enter opposite end through the big doors. It was a pretty cool experience. The echo was amazing. Have a good one, Roast Beef Keith.
I like that nickname.
I bet you he gave it to himself.
Driving a car through a mall.
Like, you see them in there all the time. How did they get there?
I always assume they just put it in neutral and you push that thing, because if you just tap the gas too hard when you're driving the car, all of a sudden you're in the middle of a Sunglass Hut.
Well, yeah, and if you've seen that documentary Blues Brothers, everybody knows what happens when you drive a car in a shopping mall. It's not good.
No, I do want to drive it up an escalator, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's grab a call here. Hi.
Hey, it's Dan calling about a WEM memory.
West Edmonton Mall, a shopper's dream in a world of excitement.
A shopper's dream in a world of excitement. West Edmonton Mall.
Now, you inspired me with your Zamboni story. So my favorite WEM memory was back in the day when I was playing Bantam AAA. Our coach decided to bag skate us while shoppers looked on in horror, and it was one of those. So you want your kid to play hockey at the highest level moment.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought a bag skate happened in private so they could yell, hurl abuse at you from behind the boards.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No, we were getting it right at West Edmonton Mall. My teammates were puking. It was hilarious. I would have laughed if I had any breath, put it that way.
Yeah. Hey, how far did you go in your hockey career?
Injuries. I never finished minor hockey due to injuries, but a whole bunch of guys I played with went on. Put it this way, I was pretty much a lock for a free ride at a good U.S. school.
Oh, you? And then the injury took you down?
Oh, yeah. Didn't even finish my last year of minor hockey, so blew out my hamstring.
That guy totally could have had a free ride.
You probably could have made the show.
Could have made the show. Bag skate. Do people know what a bag skate is?
I feel like probably most people don't. Hockey fans do, but like if you don't watch hockey, you'd have no clue what that is. It sounds like a Tragically Hip album.
It sounds like a band. It sounds like a Tragically Hip tribute band. You'd call yourself Bag Skate. But the a bag skate is like if you've had a particularly bad game, right?
Yes, you are punished. It's a punishment what a bag skate is. They just make you skate until you're throwing up in the garbage cans.
Yeah, like that guy said, that his teammates were all puking. You don't want to be the guy responsible for earning a bag skate for the team either. Because it'd be like the guy that, you know, earned you lines when you were in gym class and you just had to run lines the whole time.
You don't want to hurt the boys,
no.
As they say in hockey circles.
No. Hey, Garner and Bryce, I can one-up the guy that got to drive a car in West Edmonton Mall. I got to drive an ambulance through the mall to set up a display for Paramedic Services Week one year. I was hoping that it would be like at a high speed, like there was a call and they had to drive inside the mall. I mean, still cool. You were part of a career fair. It was really cool with the emergency lights on and all the reflective surfaces. Made me nervous, though, because it was a tight fit. Blaine.
That would be a tight squeeze in some places.
Yeah.
Driving a car through a mall, I got to put that on my bucket list.
It should be something you can pay to do. Like if you can, hey, this weekend, after hours, drive a car through a mall for just $250. You can drive your car from one end of the mall to the other.
West Edmonton Mall after dark, where you can do all the things that you can't do when there's big crowds around, including drive a car through the mall.
Hey, I went to the water park just a couple of weeks ago, had a couple of friends in town, two 30-somethings and me, a 40-something, running around like kids. We only lasted 3 hours, but we did every slide. The stairs killed us. They need to get one of those handrail chair lifts that go super slow, cartoonishly slow. Are you talking about the acorn lift? Is that what it's called? The acorn lift?
That's when you know life has changed for you. Yeah. And your day at the water park, you're just exhausted from the stairs.
It's like when I started playing volleyball again a couple of years ago, and I went out and I bought myself knee pads and everything, and my wife laughed at me, like, really? You're going to need knee? And I dove for some ball. I paid for it for 2 weeks. It was brutal. It was brutal.
My first time at the water park, I was still wearing glasses at the time, and you can't wear glasses at a water park, so I'd leave those in the locker. So I was walking around. I couldn't see what I was doing. I couldn't get the full enjoyment of it.
You know what's worse than being the guy with glasses on in the water park? Being the guy with glasses and his T-shirt on in the water park. Bryce, you got a memory?
Yeah, and I think of it every time. So if you have never been to West Edmonton Mall or haven't been in a while, the stores are constantly changing. And there once upon a time was a music venue in the mall. It was called Red's, and then it became the Edmonton Event Center. And when it was the Edmonton Event Center, I saw some good bands in there, including Chris Cornell.
Wow.
He did a solo tour. So I saw Chris Cornell at the mall, and it's no longer there. And in its place now is a Sport Check. And so I'll be in Sport Check and be like, wow, I saw Chris Cornell where the jock straps. I was standing where the jock straps are.
Yeah, he was over by the water bottles and the yoga mats.
Chris Cornell was standing where those ski boots are, and I was standing over here by the hockey tape.
You're listening to the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner and Bryce. They're trapped in your phone forever.
Oh, endorsement deals for common folk.
Why is this not a thing?
I don't know. It should be.
Why do only the rich and famous get to endorse hockey sticks and shoes and
Yeah, they've
cars.
Already got enough money.
They're doing fine. Let us endorse things.
Although we were talking about endorsing stuff for free. In like things that products, services, things that you love so much that if the company called you up and said, hey, would you endorse this for free? Before they even got that out of their mouth, you'd say, yes, put me on the label. Mine's kind of lame, actually. The Energel pen from Pentel. Now I hear the words coming out of my mouth and I'm like, that's so lame.
It's just a pen you enjoy writing with.
I love my printing. Have you seen my printing? Look at my printing.
That's some handsome handwriting.
That's like the printing of a school teacher done by somebody who barely finished school.
And it's just a common supply here in our office.
Yeah. Except for I think people are stealing boxes because the supply is running low.
I should show you where they keep the boxes.
You know?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
So that was mine. That's pretty lame.
It's fine.
Oh, it's fine.
I was able to think of three things that, without hesitation, I would endorse for free.
I'm a man of few passions. That's why I have pens. That's it.
These are the three I'm probably most passionate about these in my life.
Okay, let's go.
One of them is the Ninja Dual Zone Air Fryer that I have.
You talked me into getting one. I have the exact same one, but your passion for that is next level. As a matter of fact, wasn't that your recommendation on this podcast a few weeks ago?
I probably did recommend it at some point.
And now you're willing to endorse it for free?
You can fry a chicken breast on one side and roast your potatoes on the other. I can't say enough good things about this air fryer.
Okay.
The other one was the President's Choice Decadent Chunk Cookie.
How often are you eating those?
Not very often.
No?
But when I do, I'm over the moon. It's probably the finest in-store bought cookie you can get.
Do you eat them alone? Like, do you have to go, do you need privacy?
Oh, you have to eat them alone. The one drawback about them is they are a crumbly cookie.
Oh.
So you are covered in crumbs afterwards, which is embarrassing.
Okay.
Especially if a sweetie is watching.
What about number three?
And the number three was the, I don't know if it's widely available or if it's just an Edmonton thing, but the Sawmill Sesame Steak sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, I could get on board with that.
Ooh. I put that stuff on steak. I put it on chicken. I would smear it on toast.
I would brush my teeth with it.
Oh, I would gargle it like mouthwash.
Oh.
It's the best. So they could slap my face on their logo.
Okay.
I don't think it would help sales, but I would enjoy it.
So we got a ton of texts on this. I thought this one was funny. This person's number one thing that they would endorse, old El Paso taco shells, is my 100% endorsement, Chris. You mean the way they eat hard tacos in Mexico?
Oh, old El Paso. Interesting choice. Even just being a hard shell taco guy raises my eyebrows.
Well,
you got to be a soft shell taco.
I enjoy hard taco. I do. No, like not while I'm driving, obviously, and I'm wearing a white suit. No, you got to go soft in that instance, because eating a hard taco behind the wheel, that's brutal. But I wonder if this person's talking about the one with the flat bottom.
The one that's supposed to sit upright so you can feel it easier.
I wonder how the people of Mexico feel about that invention. Like, do they just sort of, is that the hardest they face palm is when they see a flat bottom hard taco shell?
You know how sometimes you see in like a warm climate country, you see a hockey rink or a sheet of ice?
Yeah.
And it just looks shabby and you're like, oh, that's adorable. That's probably what they think of those taco shells.
Yeah. Somebody says, the flat bottom taco is a good idea in theory, but the sharp corner just creates a stress riser that leads the taco to fracture along that edge on the first bite or two every time. Would not endorse.
Ooh. Oh. Wow.
I know exactly what this person's saying, though.
I don't know who they are or what their qualifications are, but when I hear words like stress fracture,
yeah,
I know that they mean business.
Yeah, stress riser. Edge fracture.
Wow.
This is a taco engineer.
They know what they're talking about.
A taco doctor.
A talk doc?
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Andrew says, Gorilla Tape, Gorilla Glue.
Okay.
Oh, I like this one because it's so random. This is from Sean. I would endorse Costco work socks, bicycle brand playing cards, and waters that aren't Dasani and Aquafina.
Ooh.
The bicycle brand playing card. Like, really, if you went somewhere and people, a card game breaks out and they're not bicycle brand, are you even going to notice? Who notices what brand the playing cards are?
Everyone knows bicycle's the go-to brand for
cards.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what I always say.
We got Kathy on the phone. Kathy, how about you? What will you endorse?
Okay, so Chatters, the hair salon, they have this leave-in conditioning treatment. I think it's called, like, 7-in-1. But I absolutely love it. I get super tangled hair, and I spray it on my hair after a shower, and the brush, the comb, whatever, it literally just glides through. Like, no knots, no tugging, no nothing. And I have a niece, and she's young, and she's got super fine long hair. I use it on her hair, and, yeah, no tears, brush her hair, bing, bang, bop, done. So if there is any product I would recommend, it's that, for sure.
Can't comment on that. It's been a while since I've needed conditioner.
Ooh, hit a sore spot.
Yeah.
I feel like twice that's been brought up.
Oh, here's another hair one. I switched to shampoo bars instead of shampoo bottles. I love it, and I tell everyone about it. A shampoo bar, what's that?
That's so funny, because my girlfriend uses a shampoo bar as well, and she bought me one. She's like, she handed it. I'm like, what is this? She's like, it's shampoo. And it looks like a bar of soap.
You just rub it on your head?
Yeah. And I was like, this seems strange. This is garbage. It's been under my sink for like a year and a half.
Oh, you haven't used it yet?
I haven't heard of another person talk about it. She swears by it. But now there's a second voice ringing the endorsement bell for these things.
Maybe it is legit. I don't understand why you just wouldn't put a little soap in your hand and rub it into your hair. Why do you need to drag a bar of soap all over your head? Again, I have no hair. I shouldn't be commenting.
Can the bar of shampoo guarantee no more tears? Because if not, I can't use it.
Somebody said, I would endorse Snap-on tools. I'd do a centerfold with wrenches all over me.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's just a gift for everybody.
Saks underwear, I would endorse that for free. No question.
I wouldn't want to know what brand of underwear.
Sometimes you see, you get a peekaboo, like somebody's bending over and you go, huh, that guy's wearing whatever. It's weird. It's a little too, it's too much information. I don't even like it. Okay. Have we ever talked about this? I don't even like it when, I don't know, maybe a consultant's in town and he or she is working at your office and it's their last day in town and then they're going back to the airport. I don't even like to see them walking into a place of work with their suitcase because, you know, there's underpants in there. Like, don't bring your, the underwear you're wearing, that's fine. Bring that. Don't bring extra sets of underwear to work. Like, that's weird to me. I don't want to see that.
It's a peek behind the curtain that we don't need.
No.
Especially if you're not rocking a good brand.
Yeah.
Then you just feel bad for them. And, ooh.
Kirkland.
Maybe things will turn around.
Things are going to get better for you, Jim. This is actually from a guy named Jim. It just says, HP sauce for this fella. HP sauce. That's something I love the taste of it. Every now and again, you'll go to a breakfast place and somebody will go, give me HP sauce, and they'll put it on their eggs. And at first you scoff and you go, gross. But then you try a little, you do a little drive by with your fork. You just delicately kiss the edge of the HP sauce with some yolk and you eat that. Oh, it'll blow your mind, Bryce.
I think I need to dabble more in the HP. I don't use it very often. Mm-hmm. And maybe I need to do it more. Jim, his endorsement's already piquing my interest.
Here's one I don't understand. Dry meat and butter. Is this where you just barbecue a steak and you don't put anything on it except butter?
Oh.
Maybe that's what that is.
I have heard that. Well, especially when you're pan frying your steak to really
like
soak
a
it
hobo?
In butter. Then you tilt the pan and you just kind of keep washing butter over top of the steak.
Oh.
Apparently it's quite good.
Pan frying steaks? I've never heard of that.
Well, you use a cast iron pan.
Oh.
Yeah, not some amateur hour pan. Cast iron.
Janice says, I absolutely love and endorse all Swiffer products, but especially the Swiffer Vac.
Mm. I've used the Vac. Mm. I've used the Wet Jet. I've used the Duster. Yeah. The Duster's a fine product. I don't think I would endorse it, but I'm glad someone would.
Here's several people that agree with me on the Energel pens from Pentel. Been using them for years. As a lefty, no ink smudge blame. That's why... One of my daughters, she's left-handed, and she swears by the Energel for that very reason. No ink smudge.
I don't think I've ever known what brand of pen. What is this? Paper Mate Ink Joy.
That's a poser pen.
It doesn't feel good in my hand.
No.
No. Maybe I'm worth a better pen.
Not really.
Ooh, is that the tagline? You're worth a better pen.
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits Podcast with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Hear more weekday mornings on Sonic 1029 Edmonton. On your radio, on the Radio Player Canada app, and on your smart speaker. Play Sonic 1029.